This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
The first segment of the Illinois firearm deer season is now history, and that is indeed the biggest event on the Illinois hunting calendar. However, there's plenty more deer hunting yet to come. Hi, I'm Kurt Hicken, and welcome to this week's edition of the WSMI Outdoors program. Well, the archers are back in the trees again this week, and archers have been having some pretty good success. We're not sure about the firearm deer season. The numbers have not yet been released, but I would anticipate that the numbers are down some. We had at least 2 days of high winds throughout much of the state, and one day was indeed a very warm day. Those are certain conditions that just make deer hunting very difficult. So I anticipate when we have those numbers next week, those will be down at least a little bit. But as we mentioned, there's lots more hunting opportunities yet to come. We've got the muzzleloader only hunt following the second segment of the firearm deer season, which takes place here the weekend after Thanksgiving. Following that is the muzzleloader only hunt, and then later we have the late winter antlerless deer season, which hunters can use their unfilled permits from the firearm deer season or purchase additional permits through any of the regular IDNR permit sales areas or license sales areas. So there's lots of things yet to come for deer hunters, as well as nearly a month and a half yet of archery deer hunting. So plenty of hunting yet to come, and deer hunters also have until November 28th, as we mentioned, to apply for IDNR special hunt area permits for the late winter antlerless firearm deer season. And this special season is scheduled for December 29th through January 1st, and again January 13th through the 15th. Now, permits for the special hunt areas are limited and only available online through the DNR website, which is www.dnr.illinois.gov. Countywide permits for the late winter season will be available over-the-counter at any IDNR vendor, and that is taking place as of December 13th. So you can go out on December 13th and purchase any of the late winter seasons for the county's permits for that season. And also keep in mind that according to Illinois law, all hunters and trappers, except waterfowl hunters, must wear a cap and upper outer garment of solid blaze orange while afield during the firearm deer seasons. And during the regular firearm deer season, which takes place again December 1st through the 4th, hunting seasons for squirrel, archery deer, and turkey and coyote will temporarily close. However, firearm deer hunters with unfilled tags may harvest coyotes during this period. And during the muzzleloader-only hunt, which is December 9th through the 11th, and the late winter antlerless season, all trappers and hunters except waterfowl hunters must also comply with the blaze orange clothing requirements when afield in counties open to deer hunting during these seasons. This blaze orange requirement includes fur bearer, squirrel, archery deer hunters, that is, and turkey hunters. So keep in mind, you must wear that solid blaze orange during any one of these firearm deer seasons. And if you are successful during the deer hunt, successful hunters can again assist Illinois food pantries and help feed the needy by donating all or a part of their deer harvest this fall and winter to the Illinois Sportsmen Against Hunger program. Over the years, Illinois hunters contributed more than 700,000 pounds of venison, resulting in more than 3 million meals for needy families. And DNR officials are hoping for continued donations this season. There's a list of meat processors participating in this program, and you can also find that on the Illinois DNR website, which is www.dnr.illinois.gov. Okay, we're going to take a brief break. Come back with more right after these messages. Say, deer hunters, ever wish your venison could be made into a wider choice of products? Illinois Deer Processing in Carlinville is downstate Illinois' deer processing specialist, offering a choice of over 20 premium products from your venison. Among the favorites are bacon burger, and what isn't better with bacon? Breakfast sausage, a variety of snack sticks and sausage, including regular jalapeno and cheese and other flavors. And don't forget the jerky, pastrami, roast au jus, bologna, bratwurst, summer sausage, and much more. That's Illinois Deer Processing, 201 Mount Street in Carlinville, open 7 days a week, all season long, featuring a rapid completion of your order. Call 217-854-2455. Okay, we're back, and Illinois archery deer and turkey hunters continue to find success throughout the state with tags being filled at a near-record rate. And though the jury remains out concerning the success during the first segment of the firearm deer season, which wrapped up Sunday, November 20th, the archery harvest has been excellent. Official figures released as of November 13th show that Illinois archers had bagged an unofficial total of 45,069 whitetails, lagging only slightly behind last year's comparable date total of 45,268. Add to that another 1,851 deer taken during the annual youth firearm deer hunt, and that means some 47,000 deer now lack the potential of ending up on hood ornaments as on vehicles. And most archers, the top deer producing counties thus far are Pike with 2,237, Fulton with 1,383, Adams with 1,027, Jefferson with 973, and Peoria with 922. It's interesting to note that the same counties in the same order topped the chart at this point last year. And as of November 13th, the local counties in their unofficial archery deer harvest were Calhoun with 670, Green with 584, Jersey with 426, Macoupin with 702, Madison with 769, Morgan with 450, and Montgomery with 495. But these archers have not only been hunting whitetails right now. Many of these guys are out there with turkey tags as well, and bagging a turkey with a bow and arrow is very difficult, but some of these hunters are finding success. As of November 16th, in fact, Illinois archers had taken an unofficial total of 517 wild turkeys. The total fall harvest at the time, including the shotgun and archery seasons, was 1,155 birds. That is kind of low, what most people would consider low right now, but that is actually not bad considering that very few hunters pursue turkeys in the fall. I think that's a good indicator that we'll have a good spring hunt. Now, locally, archers in Calhoun County had reported 4 turkeys, while Greene County archers had taken 8. The archery turkey harvest in Jersey County was 5. In Macoupin County, hunters had taken 10. Other local counties followed by their archery turkey harvest are Madison with 13, Morgan with 9, and Montgomery with 7. So that's really not bad figures, although it doesn't sound like a lot of birds. And keep in mind that though we're talking primarily about deer hunting and hunting in general, the fishing season is still wide open. Anglers are going over to Beaver Dam and enjoying some very good success with the trout. Many local anglers are finding very good success with the crappie, so there's lots of good fishing to be had as well. So that shows us that the outdoor season is still in full swing. And that pretty well wraps things up for this week. Be sure to join us next week at the same time. And until then, we wish you all safe hunting and good fishing. I'm Kurt Hicken.